Rinse, I rinse them.
Okay. And what do you call the cloth or rag that you use when you're washing dishes?
Dish towel.
Huh?
Dish towel.
Is this
you dry them? You say you dry them. Or what? You washing the dishes?
Yeah.
I call them dish rags.
Okay. And when you're drying them?
I get me a dry dish towel.
Okay. Is that what you call it when you're growing up? Dish towel?
I call them dish rags.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The dish rag was the thing you used for washing, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
And what you use for washing your face with would be
a bath rag.
Okay. And after you take a bath, you dry yourself off with a
towel.
Huh?
With a towel.
Okay. And if you wanted to go over to the sink and turn on the water, you'd turn on the
hot and cold.
Yeah, but the thing that you turn, you call
a speaker.
Okay. And something like that outside maybe that you could hook your hose up to.
Mm-hmm. It has a hose.
What would that be?
A hose. But you mean a spigot? He could hit it on a spigot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You call it a spigot if it's outside too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and something, a real big container people used to buy flour in. You know what I mean? You mentioned the keg. This is something even bigger.
You buy flowers in?
The flour for cooking.
Oh, cooking? Oh, yeah. Flour, uh-huh. You buy it in a keg. I mean, I ain't never bought none of the keg, but I have had keg bought in the sink, uh-huh. And then pour it in the keg.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You say you had it in a sack?
Yeah, the ball buys in the sack,
uh-huh.
And then pour it in a keg.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What about something even bigger than a keg, wooden thing?
Well, I have kept probably in a can.
Uh-huh. But something real big that used to flour would come in this just...
In a keg.
Uh-huh. Something even bigger, though. Bigger than a keg. No, big old thing.
A bear.
Okay.
Yes, a bear.
Do you remember water ever coming in a barrel?
Mm-mm.
Or what if you had some sort of container for water? The thing that you used to turn to pour, get the water to pour out. Did you ever see something like that?
In on a bear?
Or on a barrel or a keg or something?
Oh, yeah, a keg or bear. Well,
uh-huh.
That's a spigot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So all three things you'd call a spigot.
Mm-hmm. That's what I call them. I don't know what else to
okay.
call them.
So I was wondering, some people would say one was a faucet or a hydrant or...
Yeah, I guess that's it. But that faucet, yeah.
But I was just wondering what you'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd call them all spigots.
Yeah, I do. But they call it faucet just like you say.
Huh?
They call it faucet just like you said, I reckon.
Yeah.
But all we call them spigot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, did you ever hear about a stand of molasses or a stand of lard?
A lard?
Uh-huh. A stand of lard or a stand of molasses.
No, I don't believe I ever heard that.
Uh-huh. And say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something like a Coke bottle that had a real near mouth, you might pour it through
the neck of it?
Uh-huh. But something shaped like that you'd pour it through would be a... You know, you'd set this end in the... Well, that's not a very good drawing, but you'd set... You set this in.
Oh,
the
a strainer.
Okay, or something that you just use to say if you want to. If you're say if you want to fill up one of those little bitty salt shakers to keep it from the salt from just spilling out all over the table, you'd have to pour the salt through a.
Mm-hmm. What you call it? You know
what I mean?
But I can't tell you.